You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 190. And in today's show, we're going to cover Jessica's question, which is, I'm scared of my warm market. I know in order to be successful, I need to get over this. And I'm wondering what advice you have. Well, I think most of us can relate to this, right? So it's a topic that, quite frankly, never goes out of style. That's what we'll be covering on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. All right, and welcome back to today's show. I am Jackie Almer, and as always, I love spending this time with you, chatting about some of those topics that catch most of us, stump us, or ways that we can move forward, different things like that. So I definitely appreciate Jessica's question today about dealing with warm market. I think it's one of those areas that most of us have struggled with. Okay, a couple of things before we get into the meat and potatoes of that. First of all, if you've been struggling yourself trying to get a blog launched or trying to figure out how to get yourself out on social media, my Inner Circle Coaching, we are starting a blog challenge in October. So get over there, go to jackiealmer.com/coach, get signed up in the community and play along with us. I'll be walking you through the exact steps that I took, gosh, in October of 1999. Nearly 16 years ago to get myself out on the internet. And you know what? It's the same steps that I use today to generate leads. And if I mentioned how excited I am that my UK team is growing, speaking of leads, just dropped my daughter off there to go to study abroad. And excited that my UK team is growing. And guess what? It would have never happened without my blog and without being out on social media, because that's how I sponsored the first person. So that is what I have to share with you. Again, jackiealmer.com/coach. All right, so let's answer that question about being, or talk about being scared of warm market, knowing that we have to overcome that in order to be successful. How do we do that? Okay, well, first and foremost, you have to detach from the outcome. That's the most important thing that you can do. And you have to get your ego out of it, because that's really it. It's not so much about that person as it is your fear of what it is that they may, and I put heavy emphasis on the may, say or think about your decision to join a network marketing company. And really, it shouldn't matter. If you decide to dine at a certain restaurant or buy a certain style of clothing or get a tattoo or color your hair a certain color, do you ask everyone's opinion first? And do you really worry that much about what it is they have to say? No, in most cases you don't. So practice that first and foremost. Practice detaching from the outcome in that way. Make a decision of where you're going to eat dinner, and then tell a few people and see what they say. And be totally detached from the outcome of whether they think that's where you should eat or spend your time or your money or whatever. Most of the time we don't care about those particular things. So that's step number one, is getting your ego out of it and detaching from the outcome. Second thing is, you have to have a strong enough why that you don't care. You really don't care. You have to weigh in and ask yourself, who are these people that you're so concerned about? And what is the meaning that they hold in your life? So as you go through your list and you look at each person, look at their name and, reflect on it for a minute and get a feeling inside of as to what that means. What does that feel like? What does that mean? What's the worst possible thing that that person could think or say or do? And sometimes if we really think about it, it's really only one or two people that are stunning us. And when we really kind of meditate on it and think about it, we can usually go back to a time or a place when someone close to us said something mean or, upset our apple cart in some way that made us feel like we were less than or not worthy. And what we're doing is we're taking that emotion and we're projecting that out into today's world and allowing that to take over our future. We're allowing something way from the past typically to dictate our future and where we're headed. And that's just criminal, in my opinion, quite frankly. It's just criminal. It really, truly is. So think about that. Think about each person and what's the worst possible thing that they could say. And then I want you to do a little visualization exercise. I want you to go through and visualize each person on their list. I want you to visualize having that conversation with them and using good success language, which I'll talk about in just a minute. And I want you to visualize a positive outcome. What if they said, gosh, you know, I would love to take a look at what you're doing. I've wanted to explore something like that too. Good for you. Tell me what you're doing. How can I learn more? Visualize that positive outcome. Conjure up what that great feeling is going to be when that person who's on your list responds to you in a positive way. Now, let's talk about that success language and what it is that you say to people, because that makes a big difference. Okay? What it is you say. What happens very often when we come into network marketing, because we're not trained in sales, we usually come from an employee background, we've done a lot of different things, but sales and good sales training and learning how to develop and craft language that creates a win-win is not something that we're trained in, but it's a business skill that you can develop, and it's one that will pay you over and over and over again if you'll take the time to learn it in direct sales and network marketing. How you say things, how you position things with people makes a huge difference. So think about what you, and spend some time and write this out. What is it that you think you want to say to that person to introduce this? And then sit and look at that and say, ask yourself, does this sound salesy? Does this sound hypey? Does this sound like something that's there just to benefit me? Or does it sound like it's something that would benefit them as well? And how would I receive this if I were hearing it? Now, sometimes you have to detach even further from that question, because if you're already in the program, sometimes you're already caught up in the hypey language because you've bought into the program. And by in, I don't mean that in a negative way. I don't mean that you shouldn't be buy into your company and your products and your program. You should. But sometimes once we're in, we have a tendency to buy into some of the hype that's associated with it too. So think about what might create a win-win for this person. Think about each person and think about what you know about them and what it is, the solution that you might solve with your opportunity or your product line. Okay? What is it that you know about them that your product line or your opportunity might solve for them? And then approach it from that direction. And don't be afraid to use a third party, and don't be afraid to say, I don't know if this would be right for you, but I just thought I'd put it out there and share what I'm doing with you. It would mean a lot to me if you could take a few minutes to evaluate it and let me know your thoughts. Let me know if anybody comes to mind for you who I should be talking to. Nothing hypey about that. Nothing about any product or income claims. Nothing about how we're all going to get rich and we're curing cancer and all that kind of stuff that tends to get companies in trouble, as we've experienced recently. None of that, just a viable, valuable conversation between two friends, with you sharing something that you're excited about, sharing it in a way that isn't hypey, that just opens the conversation and gets the dialogue flowing. And that's all you want to do, is get the dialogue flowing and open. I don't know if this would be right for you, but I thought I'd ask. Here's something that I'm doing. I'm wondering if I sent you a link to a video, could you spend about 5 minutes taking a look at it and let me know your thoughts? When would be a good time? When do you think you'd have a chance to watch that video? Just something simple like that. And then detach from the outcome. If they say no, don't make up some big assumption that the reason that they're saying no is because network marketing is stupid and you shouldn't be involved and you've made a bad decision, or that your company's wrong or your products are wrong. It's just not the right timing for them for whatever reason. Maybe they aren't a fan of network marketing, and that's okay. Doesn't make it bad for you. I'm not a huge fan of baseball. I'd much prefer to watch football or basketball, but it doesn't make baseball bad. And quite frankly, it doesn't mean I wouldn't go to baseball games. It's just not my sport of choice. Okay. But again, none of my friends who love baseball are going to go, oh, wow, maybe I shouldn't be interested in baseball. Maybe that's a bad thing. So learn to detach from the outcome of network marketing like you would teach yourself to detach from the outcome of anything else. And I think when you find that you can do that, you're going to be fine. You're going to thrive. And it's going to be great. And don't forget my one little tip for those people that tend to get really negative with you or say, oh my gosh, you got involved in one of those things. Don't forget to use this postured language. You know what? I tell you what, I would love to have a conversation with you about this, but until you've actually evaluated it, you don't really know what you're talking about. So if you want to take the time to look at my video, understand it, I would love to have that conversation with you and find out why it is that you feel like this is not something that can move me in the direction of my goals. But until you've really looked at it and know what it is, we really can't have an intelligent conversation. So let me know if you're willing to do that. All right, those are a few of the things that I teach over in my Inner Circle coaching program. You can also go to streetsmartscripts.com and learn more about success language. Show notes are at jackieelmer.com/190. And if you have any feedback or suggestions for the show, you can tweet me at Jackie Elmer. I do respond. Or you can ask questions on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. And I wish you the very best of luck in your business. And I want to know that you're detaching from the outcome when you're chatting with your warm market. It's something that you've got to do. That's a business skill that you've got to develop. See you on the next show. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.